How are you? Good to see you. Carl.
Good to see you.
It's 712. It's Brock. It's Hunter. Oh.
No, it's Carl.
Oh, Carl. Carl. Good to see you. Anyway, today it's going to be hot. We got a chance for some rain continuing on. We had some this morning. Thunderstorms this afternoon, high of 82. Tonight, partly cloudy, rain, thunder.
So
likely.
Hot.
Want to go inside. You're a moron. Wednesday, more rain in the morning, partly sunny, hot, humid. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, that's where we really got to watch out. We're going to see the highs in the mid to upper 90s with heat indexes up to 110. Mm. That is going to be quite warm.
Sorry, Daddy.
It's not so much the heat, it's the gosh darn humidity. Yeah. That's what it'll get you.
Did you say humidity?
Humidity.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I didn't throw a booby in there. Humid-a-booby. So there you go. Just stay cool. Stay inside if you don't have to go outside.
Yeah.
You know, stay in that AC.
Just in the cold basement.
My basement.
You know what,
nice.
Though? Don't you feel bad staying inside, looking out, and it's nice? Even though it's like blazing hot.
No, because I can still look outside.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the sunshine.
See, I do that, but I'm like, damn it, dude. I've been through winter. Like, yeah.
I may get like a kiddie pool and just sit in the kiddie pool.
My brother just did.
Honestly.
I go over there and he's got his like leg pants rolled up and he's sitting there in a pool. I'm like, dude, where's your double wide, bro? Like in the middle of the yard, just by himself.
Your brother's the trashiest guy, and I love it. I love it.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Was it like the kiddie pool with like little fishies on it and everything?
Yeah, it's about like a foot high. Yeah. It sits on the ground, and it was like $20 from Walmart.
Do you have his turtle sandbox next to him?
Yeah, for real. He's in there like crashing cars.
Wait, he's not trashy. He's just slow.
Yeah.
Of course, the Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Amazon is working on a home robot named Vesta, which is supposedly about waist high and will be able to roam around your home using cameras. Like they do with the Logi gadgets, Amazon has a head start on many other companies because they invest big money in robots for their warehouses. All right, I'll admit it. I was sketch about having a device that's listening to me all the time, which they've admitted. They've admitted that they're listening, they're collecting data, yada, yada, yada. We've accepted that. Same thing with our phones, Facebook, all that.
Yep.
I don't know if I'm on board with having a robot with a bunch of cameras roaming around my house. But it's basically just spying on you, watching you.
It's like R2-D2.
Because think about it. If they can listen to the audio, they sure as hell can get the audio or video image. And I walk around my house naked all the time. All right?
Yeah. But, I mean,
that's true. Cares? Yeah, it is.
Who cares?
They're going to be upset for all the times I try and bang the robot.
No, the robot will never get a picture of you because it's always running away from you.
Get away from me, Brock. Danger. I don't want to act with you.
Danger. Danger. Got a fleshlight taped to the head of the robot.
Oh, God.
It said it's about waist high.
I guess.
What?
I was going to say it, but I won't.
What do you know? No, go ahead. Say it, Hunter. Come on. Let the class know.
Well, I was going to say, waist high for a normal human being. You're a little short.
You son of a bitch.
So you might have to jump.
You son of a bitch.
No, you might be on your tippy toes. Which it works out because you're going to curl your toes regardless.
I made a nice friendly joke about banging a robot, and then you had to go there and make a joke about my height. I am average height for an American.
Well, you're right.
Sorry, you're freakishly tall with your long spindly legs and orangutan arms.
I'm going to need more of like an R2-D2. C-3PO isn't tall enough.
That's me jumping.
Right.
Over the weekend, racing fans got together to watch a Formula E electric car race.
Oh.
All the cars were electric. How cool is that? I love that, man.
As they go by?
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, there is no noise.
You imagine that.
A crowd, could you keep it down? We can't hear the cars go by.
Cars just hauling ass, and you can't even hear them.
Companies like Audi, BMW, Jaguar, and Mercedes-Benz The cars run on batteries to generate about 268 horsepower. They can reach top speeds of 140 miles per hour.
Yeah. See, that's the problem with electric cars. They top out. I mean, all cars top out, but electric cars are known for acceleration.
Yeah.
So I wonder if it's a shorter track with more turns to make it more interesting.
Yeah.
You know?
So there's no roar from those engines. The cars zip around the track so quietly that it's easy to have conversations with those around you until the checkered flag goes down.
Yeah.
That's. But I love that, though, man. I think that's so cool.
Dude, the electric cars and drag races are smoking.
Yeah.
Smoking cars.
Yeah. It's just.
Yeah. But they top out. So a gas car will catch it in the long run.
Yeah, yeah.
But
in a quarter mile, though.
You know? I mean.
I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
I wish I could do that impression. Toronto!
Monica!
Monica! Yeah, could you see? Yeah, is the new Fast and Furious going to be all electric cars?
The quietest film ever made.
Yeah.
The quietest racing film ever made. Yeah, I just think it's cool that they got that now. So I'm sure we'll see more. I guarantee it's going to be more and more.
There's a guy who's got a, it's called the Tesla Racing Channel on YouTube. And he's got two Teslas. He just gutted out. It's basically the battery and that's it.
Yeah.
And he's betting these guys like thousands of dollars to drag race them.
Yeah.
And these guys with these like badass Mustangs are like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll race you. And do it. The guy smokes just everybody.
Gets them all, man.
And they get pissed off. They get back to the start, and the guys are all fired up. They're like, oh, we're going again. Lucky. And he does it. He continues to smoke these guys.
If someone ever challenges you to a race, don't race them.
No.
Okay?
He's usually got something pretty stout. Yeah.
Even if a guy in a Fiero comes up and says, hey, you want to race? Say, no, I'm good.
Right.
Because the fact that you have a Fiero and you're challenging me to a race means that Fiero is probably tubbed and ready to go.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Maybe ask him to pop the hood first.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Well, pop the hood and be like, wait, that's the trunk, the other hood. Right. You almost fooled me. Lastly, legendary porn star Peter North has been a frequent visitor to jail this summer for repeatedly attacking his wife. The 62-year-old, who's appeared in more than 2,500 porn flicks, was arrested on June 5th and then again 10 days later. In each case, he was accused of physically assaulting his wife, Nadia North, who claims she's been a victim of abuse at least 20 times during their marriage. She was recently granted a temporary restraining order to keep her husband away from her.
Man. Found himself into a sticky situation.
Oh, damn it, Hunter.
Anybody knows who Peter North is? Because there's half the people who are like, who's that?
Wait a minute.
And then the other half are like, well, you know.
Well, every girl is like, Peter North.
Yeah, what?
Every guy's like, oh
yeah,
I get it.
I got like four of those DVDs.
So, yeah, she's not happy. He's obviously, what does he have to be mad about? He's gotten laid so many times in his life. It's not like he has pent-up sexual frustration.
You know? Guy's like 85 and still ripped probably, you know?
He's like, I got to go home and beat my meat.
No, he does. I think he gets it done.
Wait, you're going home to jerk it? No, meat's my wife. Yeah. Good God. Good God, Peter North.
Imagine living that guy's life, you know?
Obviously, it's not that good now.
Yeah.
You're beating his wife. Yeah, how do you be angry after...
Andy, I think he's Canadian, isn't he?
Well, that can't be. Canadians don't beat people.
I know. He's supposed to be nice.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. 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 Oh, I got it in your eye. Sorry. Right.
And it's not like he's got any built-up frustration.
No, that's what I'm saying. Watch out for Peter North.
All right.
The Morning Dub. Brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today. 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. Rock 107 WIRX.